Hi, this is the most incredible story of Ralph L. From O. Ralph L. From O was sitting in his room in Beethoven Street 22, working at his computer. While working at his computer, Ralph L. From O was watching an extraordinary pornographic movie on his video. Suddenly, there were a great blue flashlight in the middle of the room. And along came a very, very good-looking extraterrestrial girl dressed in an unbelievable sexy space suit. Ralph L. From O couldn't believe his eyes, 'cause when all the smoke disappeared, he recognized that this was no space suit. In fact, the extraterrestrial girl was completely naked. The only thing she was wearing was a tiny yellow space helmet. A few seconds later, she dressed out the space helmet, smiled at Ralph from O, and said, "Of course, Ralph L. from O couldn't understand a word, and so he turned around, pushed some buttons on his computer, and wrote a program for alien language. The computer was now able to translate every noise from the extraterrestrial girl, and so Ralph L. from O turned around once more and said, "Hey, say it one more time." And the girl said,
"Hi, my name is Wanda. So why don't you grab your things and join me for a nice journey through space?"
Well, Ralph L. from O was very, very excited. A nice journey through space with this extremely sexy extraterrestrial girl named Wanda could be some kind of interesting. So Ralph L. from O jumped off his seat, grabbed his leather jacket and said, "Hey, what's up, Wanda? I'm ready to go." And Wanda said,
"Okay, take my hand, close your eyes. The journey is about to start."
Oh, Well, eventually, Ralph L. from O was very, very excited to fly through space. And so he asked Wanda, "Hey girl, what are we going to do?" And Wanda said,
"Well, there is a very great atomic metal concert on the third moon of Jupiter."
"Oh, that's very nice," said Ralph L. from O, because he was absolutely interested in atomic metal music. Suddenly, there were a very strange sound in the space, and Ralph L. from O just knew one thing. This could only be danger. And he saw a big spaceship coming out of the dark, and he asked Wanda, "Hey, who's that, Wanda?"
"Oh, shit! I guess this are skinheads from the Milky Way. Very, very dangerous people."
"Oh, no," said Ralph from O. "Do you think they are going to hurt or to kill us?"
"Oh no, I don't think they are going to kill us. They are going to do something much, much more awful to us. I'm afraid they are going to sing a rap song for us."
And so it went. Out of the spaceship there jumped three Milky Way skinheads, and they are started to sing a rap. And so Ralph L. from O and the extraterrestrial girl disappeared immediately. Just a few minutes later, they arrived at the third moon of Jupiter, and Wanda said,
"Oh, fasten your seatbelts, boy. This is gonna be the hardest atomic metal concert in the history of the universe."
Thank you. Of course, this was too loud, but that's what atomic metal is about. Well, after all these great adventures, Ralph L. from O felt in love with Wanda. Now this was a very exciting situation, and Ralph L. from O said, "Hey Wanda, I want to make love to you." And Wanda said,
"Oh, I'm afraid this is impossible. You know, I'm an extraterrestrial girl. I'm not human. And making love to me could be dangerous, because it might cut your dick off."
Okay, forget about it, said Rev from O. "We don't need to make love to each other. No, it's okay. We're just kissing. It's okay. Forget about it, girl."
Okay. I'm glad that you're not sad about it. And I think it's time to go down to Earth again.
And so it went. The two lovers flew back to Earth. The extraterrestrial girl waved goodbye and disappeared in the night. Ralph L. from O was sitting in his room in Beethoven Street 22 again, and he was feeling a little bit sad inside. And he looked into the endless sky, and all he is going to hear was a very, very sentimental song from outer space. Well, Ralph L. from O felt very tired after all these adventures, and so he got down into his bed and fell asleep, and he started to dream a very strange dream. He was dreaming that he was sitting in his room in Beethoven Street 22, working at his computer, while watching an extraordinary perverted movie on his video. Suddenly, there were a great blue light into the room, and along came...
"Hi, this is the Central Scrutinizer again. Don't believe one word of this story, 'cause it's completely bullshit.